Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
That's Robert Cray bringing us back. My favorite blues man, 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number 3, thethirdingredient.com. Dror Lever is our guest. Dror is the founder and the CISO of Coronet, an award-winning cybersecurity provider, cybersecurity company with specializing in small businesses and medium-sized businesses. He's got credentials a mile long in this area. Dror, thanks again for being here. He's joining us, by the way, folks, from Tel Aviv. I want to start out by telling a story, Dror, that I'm sure you know about. But in the last few weeks, at least one, I think maybe two municipalities, smaller municipalities in Florida, have been hit with ransomware. Mm-hmm. And one of them literally agreed to pay $600,000 to get their stuff back. Have you kept up with that?
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, I know that you're very keen on following what's happening in Florida, but it's happening all over the U.S. And unfortunately, this ties back to, in our opinion, a lot of these small municipalities operate just like a small business. You know, if a small municipality doesn't have a very large IT staff, not very sophisticated, and they're a very, very easy target. And when their municipality computers are down, everything is down. So we actually released a report about, I think it was a year ago, and we're about to release a second version of it called Cyber in the City. And this was a ranking of all of the largest cities in the U.S. as far as their cybersecurity readiness, mm-hmm. especially as it relates to small businesses. And it was amazing. I mean, we see very large cities like Atlanta getting hit with millions and millions of dollars in damages after a cyber attack. And we see a small municipality that is also being hit, in their case, with hundreds of thousands of dollars.
So imagine this, folks. This is somebody on the other side of the planet that are able to literally walk in your front door, not literally, but practically, walk in your front door, hold a gun to your business's head, till you give them money, and then walk out and disappear into the ether and go away scot-free to spend your money. That's what happens, isn't it?
That's exactly what happens, yes. Unfortunately, especially because of the global environment and how difficult it is to chase these people across borders, yes, most of these attacks are not occurring from within the borders of the U.S., and therefore they're a lot more difficult to, even after the fact, it's very difficult to create any kind of punitive or to sue or to get these people behind bars. But it is happening from time to time. The U.S. is pursuing criminals, cyber criminals from abroad. Good. And are putting sanctions against them and their businesses. It is a business, by the way. These people are operating just as a business.
Yeah, it's an industry. It's a multi-billion-dollar industry. So there's going to be a way we can shut these people down one day, but not now. In the meantime, you recommend if we don't have a lot of expertise, maybe capital to protect ourselves, you recommend the managed service providers, which I have one.
Correct.
I have one. I mean, I've had one for 20 years.
Of course.
And
are you using your managed service provider for security as well? Or
He's providing me security for my websites, and mm-hmm. he actually does my email. I've actually used a small business for my email.
He manages your email.
Yes. I'm totally small business around here. I don't use Amazon. I don't use Google. And my MSP, and I've been doing business with him for at least 20 years. And if something goes bump in the night, I call him. I don't worry about it.
Exactly right. And when was the last time that he did a security assessment for you?
Within the last year.
Okay. So most of the small businesses
we talk about it all the time. I mean, at least once a month we have conversations about what they're doing, and I hear about what other people have done and what they didn't do. I hear about the nightmares, and so I mean it's part of my world, and I'm just a little small business. I mean I do have a lot of data because I have a lot of files. You know, I create 2,600 podcasts a year from the live show, and so so over 21 and a half years, that's a lot of stuff. And so, but here's the thing though, Drawer, I don't really have customer information that I'm protecting. Mm. I don't have, but if you've
got most of your small business listeners do.
That's right. That's exactly right.
That's where they're in danger
is this.
Absolutely.
Is where the threat is not just from the bad guys. What if you get compromised and it leads over to your customer who has big other customer information? I mean, you could be in jeopardy of losing your business, not from a ransom, but from that sort of thing.
Exactly. Because when you get compromised and when your customer's data gets compromised, two things happen. First of all, you're liable. So your customer can actually sue you. And your damages from that lawsuit might be a lot bigger than the actual damages of the attack itself. But worse than that, you get what we call reputational damage, because now that word is out on the street that the data that sits with you is not secure, people won't want to do business with you. So even if they weren't hit directly, they'll treat you suspiciously. You know, they'll think that, your business can probably not be trusted because you don't know how to manage the data, and why should I give you my bank account?
They're not going to go to sleep at night worrying about one of their vendors. If they do, they'll get rid of the vendor. So Coronet, do you provide? I know you provide cybersecurity products. Does that include MSP?
Absolutely. So a lot of our partners are MSPs,
right.
And a lot of our small business customers are using MSPs, and the MSPs use us.
When we come back, you're going to help us. You're going to help us
together with MSPs to secure the small business community.
When we come back, you're going to tell us how to find an MSP, how to interview them. We'll get Drawer Lieber to do that after the break, folks. His company is called Coronet.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.